Every generation has a new set of buzzwords, it seems. On this week's Notes from New Orleans, Nola V. Sharon Litwin talks with Tulane University's Ken Schwartz, founding director of the new Phyllis Taylor Center for Social Innovation and Design Thinking, about what those words really mean. I'm so glad you're here.
It's great to be here.
Thank you. So for those of us who don't want to appear ignorant in public, what is social innovation?
Social innovation is exploring and implementing ideas for social change. It involves a lot more than that, but if you boil it down to its essence, it really involves a whole range of opportunities and possibilities that students, faculty, and community partners here in New Orleans explore through the Phyllis Taylor Center.
So what I think is fascinating about the center is that this is a whole new world we're in. I mean, clearly we've never had more information at our fingertips before. So who's doing what and why are you doing it over at your center?
Well, social innovation at Tulane University has a long history. It certainly predates Hurricane Katrina, but it's taken on a new sense of urgency and possibility across all of the schools of our university. In some ways, it's a non-traditional form of education because it's engaged learning, for one, and it's experimental. It involves risk. It involves entrepreneurship. But we find that students are actually, and many students are actually very interested in exploring these qualities that are sort of a non-traditional path toward education in concert with their traditional forms of classes and other aspects of their education.
So how is it possible to determine whether or not any or some of these might be successful?
Well, in many instances, the ideas do not come to fruition. And so we advise students to fail and fail fast so that if there are ideas that they're trying to generate, they explore them early on before an enormous amount is invested in terms of time and certainly not in terms of money.
So you, in addition to many sleepless nights, I can't imagine you ever sleep, are also the dean of the School of Architecture.
I am indeed.
And extremely well known and well regarded for that. And so I have to ask, how does these things fit together?
Well, the president and provost asked me if I would serve as the founding director of the Phyllis Taylor Center for Social Innovation and Design Thinking. And I was delighted to do so because it's synergistic. It overlaps with many of the things that we have been doing in the School of Architecture for the last 10 years. The most famous project that we've launched is GrowDat Youth Farm in City Park. That started with a very small gift from an anonymous donor and an idea about developing an urban agriculture program that was fundamentally about youth empowerment. All of the development of that, from the design of the campus to its construction, was done by students and faculty at the School of Architecture. And together, these two elements converged along with a whole host of volunteers and neighborhood youth who were part of the program in its infancy to create a real opportunity track for students who otherwise might not have these kinds of opportunities.
Well, I know that's been very successful, and it's, you know, wonderful to see that going on. So I know there's one other program that you sort of slipped under your aegis as well, and that is Tulane City Center?
Yes, absolutely. The Tulane City Center is the community outreach arm of the School of Architecture. The Tulane City Center has now achieved, I think, around 85 projects in the city of New Orleans. Some of them are built projects, like GrowDat. Some of them are visioning projects to help a nonprofit organization define what their goal really looks like and then use that vision statement as a fundraising tool to help launch their nonprofit organizations to the next level. So we work exclusively with nonprofit organizations and neighborhoods, and we work across the entire parish, only Orleans Parish. And that has really made an impact in a number of communities, Central City, work elsewhere in other wards, and it's really been a powerful signal of what Tulane University can do in the community through its students and faculty.
Well, clearly we're not going to be able to talk about all the things that you were doing in this short segment. So may I ask you back so we can keep hearing what's going on at Tulane?
I would be delighted to come back. Thank you.